This is Akashwani Itanagar, the news read by Apu Gopak. Chief Minister Pema Khandu today inaugurated the re-rated Kidpi Mini Hydel Project Phase 1 and has dedicated it to the people of Tawang. Located at Kidpi Village on the Namitrong River, this project is a small hydropower plant that generates electricity using the natural flow of water. With the re-rating from 3 into 500 kilowatt to 2 into 750 kilowatt, its efficiency and capacity has been enhanced, producing more power through better optimization of resources. The CM said this will lead to improved and stable electricity supply, greater use of clean and renewable energy, and reduced dependence on other power sources. During the occasion, Deputy Chief Minister Chaunamin, MLAs Chering Lamu, Namge Chering, and other dignitaries were also present. CM Khandu and General Officer Commanding 4 Corps, Lieutenant General Neeraj Shukla, called on the Governor Kirti Parnaik in Tawang on Wednesday. The CM and Governor held in-depth discussions on the overall development scenario of the state, identifying key sectors and critical areas that require urgent and focused attention. Emphasis was laid on strengthening infrastructure alongside improving delivery in health, education, and rural development. Meanwhile, Lieutenant General Neeraj Shukla and Governor Parnaik held wide-ranging discussions on the welfare and morale of troops, operational preparedness, and the importance of seamless coordination with the civil administration. The two-day Deputy Commissioners Conference began in Tawang today. The key focus areas of the conference will include creation and modernization of land records, positioning tourism at par with global destination, managing rapid urban growth, and strengthening governance through practical deployment of technology. Governor Kirti Parnaik will address the conference tomorrow. The Arunachal Teachers Association Itanagar Capital Region, in collaboration with the Arunachal Teachers Association Central Executive Committee, has announced a peaceful candlelight rally in Itanagar tomorrow to honor the memory of late Yapi Potom. The procession will take place from 4 p.m. to 6 p.m., commencing from the Akashdeep complex and culminating at the tennis court IG Park. A junior teacher at Government Secondary School Chimpu, Potom's recent killing has sent shockwaves throughout the state. Local authorities have been urged by the association to provide a transparent update on the ongoing investigation. Reliance Industries Limited rolled out a multi-location donation drive across Itanagar, Namsai, and Lohit districts, reinforcing its commitment to community welfare and inclusive growth. The initiative, marking the birthday of Executive Director Anand Ambani, supported vulnerable groups and grassroots institutions. Key beneficiaries included Deepak Navam Living Home Itanagar, Prodigal Commune, a drug rehabilitation center run at Namsai, and Arunachal Cats and Dogs Rescue Lakey. Additionally, Parshuram Kund Lohit received fodder for around 300 cows and rations for temple staff. Additional Secretary of the Ministry of Ports, Shipping and Waterways Mukesh Mangal informed that the Indian flagged vessel named Green Asha carrying LPG has safely reached JNPA today. Meanwhile, Joint Secretary at the Ministry of Petroleum and Natural Gas Sujata Sharma said that the government is ensuring the 100% supply of LPG for domestic households in the country. She added that no dryouts have been reported in LPG distributors. She informed that LPG cylinders were distributed to over 51 lakh homes yesterday. She highlighted that OTP-based LPG delivery has reached 92% and online booking has reached 98%. Mebo MLA Oken Taing chaired a comprehensive coordination cum review meeting on ongoing developmental works and new proposals under Mebo subdivision East Siang district today. He stressed on impactful development, stating that projects should not only be completed but should also be felt by the people at the grassroots level. Encouraging innovation, he invited departments to bring forward practical and solution-oriented ideas, particularly in areas such as tourism development and rural infrastructure. The 9th edition of the district-level Hangpan Dada Memorial Trophy for under 16 boys and girls in football and volleyball concluded on Wednesday at the Sange Ladan Sports Academy Sports Complex, Chimpu in Itanagar. That's all in this news bulletin. Namaskar.